The story of the Jewish people standing at Yam Suf when Hashem splits the sea and saves the Jewish people from Mitzrayim can be described as miraculous, as historic, but one adjective that does not come to mind is comical or humorous. And yet, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch argues that the Jewish people cracked a joke at this moment when they say to Moshe, "Hamibli ein kfarim b'Mitzrayim, Moshe, there are no graves left in Egypt that you had to bring us here, to die in the desert, to bury us here." And most commentators suggest that Am Yisrael, they were complaining. They were distraught. They were losing their minds. And they're complaining to Moshe. But Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch explains that the Jewish people are actually just making a joke. They're being humorous. And he says this is a special quality of the Jewish people in times of crisis or challenge. We make a joke. We try to add some humor, add some color to the situation. Now, I want to speak about humor and the importance of this, especially during these times. We're struggling through the fifth wave of corona. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of humor. But Rav Hirsch actually believes that humor is something much deeper. And if you go back to the beginning of Sefer Bereishit, we have a child who's born who's named after Tzchok. This is Yitzchak. And Avraham and Sarah give birth to Yitzchak at a very old age. And Sarah exclaims when Yitzchak is born, "Tzchok asali Elohim." And her first explains, what is the significance? What is the deeper meaning of Tzchok? And he says, Tzchok, a joke is usually, you expect someone to say X and they say Y. The whole point of something funny is that it's not what you expected. This is actually similar linguistically to the notion of tzaka. A person cries out when something is not what they expected. Something goes wrong, so they cry out. And tzchok is something that is benigud. It's the opposite of what you might expect. Now, Avraham and Sarah were the ultimate joke because they were 90 and 100 years old when their son Yitzchak is born. People must have thought they were crazy, that they were going to have children, that they were going to build a nation. They were the ultimate joke. They were the ultimate laughingstock. And yet, ultimately, they have the last laugh because they come to recognize that everything that Hashem had promised them had come true. And they are the ones who are laughing in the end. And this ability to laugh, it's actually very significant because it means, first of all, that a person can look at reality outside of themselves, take themselves out of their situation and look at it from a different perspective. To be able to joke around and to be humorous means that you could take yourself out of your own plight and perhaps see another perspective. To be open to another perspective, in this case, to be open to a divine perspective. The Jewish people standing at the Yam Suf recognize, maybe there's something more here. Maybe this is beyond our hands. Maybe this is in God's hands. And Avraham and Sarah recognize that they are part of a destiny, that God has a narrative, that God he's the one who's writing the script. And so tzchok is a very powerful tool that we have that's also deeply connected to emunah. Because to believe means sometimes to believe in the impossible, to believe in the unexpected, to believe in the unlikely, and to believe in moments of uncertainty. And the Jewish people display this quality, starting with Avraham and Sarah, and also at Yam Suf. May we, in this moment of time, find the ability to joke around, to be humorous, to share a smile. And this way, please God, we'll get through these challenging times together. Wishing you a good day. Yom Tov.